بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال لما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم من مجلس حتى يدعو بهؤلاء الدعوات اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهول علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Yesterday in the hadith we did that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would send out from a gathering you read a very simple dua, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. In today's hadith, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that rarely would Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم rise from a gathering without making the following dua. So it's a long dua. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatik, O Allah, grant us such khashya, such fear of you, ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik, there will become a barrier between us and your disobedience. In other words, give us so much of fear of you that will become an impediment, a barrier for committing sins. Wa min ta'atika ma tubalighuna bihi jannatak, O Allah, give us such obedience of you that will make us reach your Jannah. In other words, help us to do those good deeds and obey you that you become pleased and you give us Jannah. So the first part is, O Allah, give us so much of your fear that it will stop us from committing any sins and disobeying you. And the second part of this dua is, O Allah, give us so much of your obedience that will make us reach your Jannah. Then the third part is, وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُهَوِّنُ عَلِيْنَا مَصَائِبِ الدُّنْيَا. O Allah, give us such conviction, yaqeen, that will make all the calamities of this world easy for us. In other words, when a person has full conviction and certitude that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that musibat was going to afflict him, it was not going to surpass him, it was meant for him. And anything that he wished to get and he did not get, it was not decreed for him. So when any musibat comes, then the person believes firmly that it was going to happen. It was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he accepts this, then this calamity becomes easy for him. So Allah, give us such certitude in you that will make easy upon us the difficulties and the calamities of this world. Allahumma mati'na bi asma'ina. Allah, give us the full benefit of our hearing. بِأَسْمَاعِنَا وَأَبْصَارِنَا and of our sight. وَقُوَّاتِنَا and our strength. Whatever strength Allah you have given us. Ya Allah, give us the full benefit. مَا أَحْيَيْتَنَا, as long as you keep us alive. So as long as we in this dunya, make us enjoy the faculties of hearing, seeing and all our limbs and the strength that you have given us. So much so, وَجَعَلْهُ الْوَارِثَ مِنَّا, that, oh Allah, keep these right till our death. In other words, if you look literally, this hadith means, and Allah, make these faculties our heirs. Now for a person to be an heir of some person, of a deceased, means that the person has to pass away and then he has heirs. So here a person is passing away and these faculties are becoming your heirs, simply means that right till mort, Allah, give us the ability to see, to hear and to use our limbs. وَجَعَلْهُ الْوَارِثَ مِنَّا وَجَعَلْ ثَأْرَنَا عَلَى مَنْ ظَلَمَنَا. O Allah, grant us revenge from those who oppress us. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى مَنْ عَادَنَا. O Allah, assist us against those who are our enemies, those who are opposing us. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. O Allah, don't make our calamity and disaster be in our deen, that we are unable to practice in our deen, and because of that, we are not going to gain your pleasure. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. Very important. O Allah, do not make the world and the attainment of this world our major concern. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. Do not make it the limit of our knowledge. It means all our skills and all our knowledge, we use our entire knowledge just to attain this dunya. Don't make this happen. وَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. O Allah, do not grant authority and power to such people who will not have mercy upon us. It's a very beautiful dua. You must try to learn this dua, or at least ponder over the meaning, and inshallah we can say the English if we are unable to say the Arabic, but it's a very, very lengthy dua, but which has full of a lot of benefit and meaning for us, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, wa bihamdika, nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta.